Aaron, would you mind leading a prayer for us, then we'll get started?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. We are mindful of the work that needs to be done here. Help us to focus on the work. Help us to focus on what you need for this community, what you need from us. Please help us to make wise decisions and to love each other. So your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, the finance sheet that I just gave to you is from this last month, since we started a new quarter last month. Again, if you have questions about that, let me know. On the agenda today, I don't have too many things. The one thing that I have, or a couple things that I have, is we had a request from Thandu Moses. He sent in his report last week, and I put it up today, so it's in the back if you want to take a look at that. But in that, he's requested, he's having some vision problems, eye problems that are a symptom of high blood pressure. And so he's having treatment for that, and he's asking for a one-time help for that, the medicine there, for $300. He sent me some photographs and information from, like, the doctor's images of his eye, and, you know, just... I guess for specifics on that, but so if you want to look at that, let me know. From the Eye Institute, he's going to, but he requested that, and so I wanted to put that before the men. Again, it's a one time. He said one time request of $300 for the medical help for his eye treatment and eye problems that he's having due to his which is being caused by the blood pressure, is what he said in his email. Does anybody have any objection to sending that $300 to him? Because it's certainly something that we can handle.
Are we the only ones that support him?
I believe so now.
Yep.
Is that the other congregation dropped?
They don't support him anymore.
Yeah, they're not supporting him anymore after that issue. No objections to that? Okay, I will get that to him then this week. And take care of that. The other thing that I had that I posted on the agenda, the men's study time. So we've been meeting at 7:30, and the primary reason we put it to 7:30 was because of Thackeray, but he hadn't been able to make it anyway. And I talked to him before services, and he said he was fine if we wanted to bring it back 30 minutes or an hour. Y'all might not want to, but that was something that I thought might be beneficial, especially with school starting up. I would like 6:30, but 7 would be better than 7:30 as well. Any comments about that, or I'll just open the floor to anyone to talk about that.
5:30
would be better. 5:30. I still want enough of a break between. But that's a little quick for some. For me, getting home, kids' naps and everything, that's a little quick for me to get back up here.
6:30 sounds good to me, unless someone has a reason to not do that. Yeah.
Anybody object to 6:30?
Not my preference, but no objection otherwise.
You're fine with it, though?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you want to make that change and go ahead and start that this evening? Okay, well, we'll have that meeting then tonight, or that study tonight, at 6:30 then instead of 7:30. And Tommy's leading that tonight. 1 Peter 2 is what that is going to be over. So that's all I have. Justin, you said you had something that you wanted to bring.
We need to have somebody tell Jim the time change.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Bonnie brought up something just a second ago. It sounds like a smart idea to me. And that was, what if we swap one of the handicap pews, or just take one of these pews out of these other things, with the front row, so that Dick has somewhere to put his wheelchair. And so I was like, all right, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
Just take a chainsaw cut. Okay.
I was saying, why don't we switch one of the handicap pews with the front pew, so you've got somewhere to put your wheelchair.
No.
So you
can park it there. You can sit in it and not be in front of the pew.
No.
You're not sitting in the front row. You're sitting in front of the front row.
Well,
trying to make you a spot.
They want to make a spot to make it nicer for you is what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to make it nicer for you in the front by having a shorter pew.
I'm happy to
leave
again. All right.
Well,
he's happy the way it is. It's not, I mean...
If it becomes a problem, let us know.
I don't think he's anybody's way up there. If she was just thinking purely for his convenience, if he's happy with how it is. Those pews are heavy. So... I guess just leave it the same now. Go ahead, Dennis.
Something new, something old. Dick's having a hard time hearing the songs being announced. He has to ask sometimes for it to be repeated. And today we had an incident where we lost the songs on the board. And
right.
Some of us couldn't remember what the song numbers were. When we started this way back when, it was decided we would put the numbers on the board, and only two of us do it that I'm aware of. Is there a reason for that?
Like over time, not like this one instance of this.
Would it be something that would be good to do, or should the two of us quit doing it?
Yeah,
I ain't quit.
You're not gonna quit.
I don't mind doing it.
I think it's good practice. I generally do. There's on occasion when I'm filling in or something, and I'm last minute, I don't get them up there, but I try to get those up there.
Dick,
when I know it's
did
my
you use the numbers on the board to turn to?
No, I use the
screen. When the screen is gone, do you need it on the board?
When you had the boots in it, yeah, you. Not what you can do about that.
More meaning for every Sunday, sir, every service. Hmm? Not just the group singing, no, but for every service. Do you
I'm
want it on that board?
I have the problems with it.
But, Dick, you know how we used to put the numbers on that sideboard?
Well, yes.
Does that help you?
When they don't have it on the sign up there,
gotcha.
We have a group.
Right.
You can't do
other group business. Yeah, I stopped putting them up, and it was just sheer laziness.
Forgetfulness
over time. Just a little prod to all the song leaders to do it.
We could divide against them and just put it all together.
I don't think it would be good to get rid of good practice. Just you always think it's good practice if you're still doing it, unless it's.
Well, I agree too. I think
it would have been helpful today.
We have to remember technology can have its quirks.
I'm glad I knew the verses, all three verses that time.
All right, then. Well, ask the song leaders then, if you will, to begin putting the numbers on the board when you are leading singing.
And might I suggest also that I think Jim tries to do a good job of putting putting it on the Facebook page and getting them up before the month, but when they're up, to make sure you know when in the month you're going to be doing it.
Might also, because I'm not on Facebook, one of the last few places I was at, they would send a text message reminder or something like that to the men that were having the duties the following day.
Yeah, that's something to ask Jim. I think, and you know, he's always. I think the easiest way there is just text him, because he always is quick to respond to me when I ask him if for some reason it doesn't get posted or I forgot to look. That's what I do. If I'm not sure and I might have it that Sunday, I text him and he'll be able to send that to you if you're not on Facebook and don't have those posts. Does anybody else have anything? All right, guys, I appreciate it.